A long-standing dental treatment aimed at preventing cavities in children may soon disappear from the U.S. market as the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, moves to eliminate fluoride supplements over safety concerns. The agency announced on May 13 that it intends to remove prescription fluoride tablets and drops, citing potential links to altered gut bacteria, thyroid disorders, and lowered IQ. The decision does not affect fluoride in toothpaste, gels, or mouthwashes. The best way to prevent cavities in children is by avoiding excessive sugar intake and good dental hygiene, not by altering a child's microbiome, said FDA Commissioner Martin Makary, who is directing the agency to reassess the risks of these supplements. The announcement has drawn swift criticism from dental professionals and scientists, who argue that the FDA's concerns are based on weak and irrelevant studies. They warn that the move could deepen existing oral health disparities, particularly in rural areas where fluoridated water is unavailable. It is a complete mystery to me why they think that this is an appropriate way to make the American public healthier, said Scott Tamar, a dentist and epidemiologist at the University of Illinois Chicago. The decision is based on some of the flimsiest evidence I've seen. Tamar noted that fluoride supplements have been prescribed for decades with proven success in reducing tooth decay. He also questioned the relevance of studies cited by the FDA, many of which involve communities in rural China exposed to extremely high fluoride levels from coal burning and contaminated water, conditions not present in the United States. The American Dental Association also pushed back, saying the cited research does not support banning fluoride at levels currently prescribed. A review of the studies offered does not in fact demonstrate any harmful effects, the association said in a statement. Even scientists involved in the FDA's cited studies were surprised by the decision. There is no convincing evidence to support a stance that fluoride use in childhood has a detrimental effect on microbiome development, said microbiologist Gary Moran of Trinity College Dublin. Caroline Orr, a microbiologist at Teesside University in England, echoed the view. Fluoride is beneficial to oral health, and everything we've seen so far suggests you'd have to get to very, very high concentrations for it to be detrimental, she said. Meanwhile, states such as Florida and Utah have moved to ban the addition of fluoride to public water systems, further narrowing access. Health experts warn that eliminating fluoride supplements would remove a critical line of defense for children in unfluoridated regions.